like I have experienced, you must experience. Maybe I have taken 6 months, well, you might take 7 months or 5 months. But if it is scientific yoga, you must experience what I have experienced. And the whole idea is based on experience. Do it and get it. Do not argue unnecessarily. Are the causes of such obstacles and hindrances? We have noted that obstacles are personal and hindrances belong to the whole race of human beings. Obstacles arise from the structure of the individual and hindrances arise from the standard of evolution of the human race. Since yoga is personal effort, it is an effort to correct the individual structure or sanskar that man is born with. Past memory will draw in such incoming impulses that it can play with. For memory with incoming impulses create thoughts leading to action, physical, emotional or mental. We must break this bondage.
He says
that human being will think in the same manner. Every human being will think in the same manner. The incoming impulses together with past memory thoughts will create, past memory patterns will create the thought. That is the formula for each one of us. Now, where does yoga come in? How much the past memory patterns will play their part? How to downgrade the thought of memory patterns? How to be selective for the incoming impulses? The incoming impulses that come to you. I told you once a month that, but few people seem to forget what I tell you. If five people are walking together on a road, every one of them will observe different things. If one is a bodybuilder, one might see some good feeling of other exhibited. If one is a painter, an artist, one will see some beautiful structure. Everyone will see different, though they are walking in the same street. Yet they will each observe totally different things because of their structure. See? This structure is important. This structure has to be improved, has to be ennobled. This is your own structure. Yoga is nothing but improving your structure. On this structure will depend the incoming impulse. As my friend said, there are vicious circles, but all vicious circles are within our limits to be corrected. The incoming impulses will depend upon our structure. If we raise and end all our structure, the incoming impulses will be of a different kind that will come into us. The patterns of you, the past memory patterns to that degree, and our thoughts will become ennobled day by day. This is how we have to live, putting aside all philosophy, putting aside all the so-called knowledge of the Western world. The Western world till today does not know what mind is. They have no definition of mind. They have mind and brain as synonymous. With all the culture, with all the science, if they do not give us a meaning of mind, we cannot accept the psychology or the philosophy. It is simple that to have a structure of thought, the incoming impulses must be guarded. The past memory patterns must be improved upon. Our structure with which we are born should be ennobled. To these three ends we must function. For these three purposes we must practice. If you don't, this is the very structure, the beginning and end of your life. Then if you want to make progress, it's enough. If you do not change your structure, if you do not change your incoming impulses, if you do not downgrade your memory patterns of past life, you will be what you are for an age. Nothing can help you. No body can help you. This is what you must do yourself. That is all. You cannot escape this. If you do not want to begin here, you will begin nowhere. Nowhere. Any amount of other yoga practices will not help you. You can sit in meditation, you can do your pranayama, you can do what you like stupidly, nothing will happen. This is the foundation. The incoming impulses, past memory patterns and your structure. This is what you have, this is what you can correct, and that is what you can do. That's all, nothing else. Throw away every philosophy into the dustbin. This will not help you. This is the only way to experience better life. That's all. Unless you improve your thinking, nothing will happen. And thinking can only be improved by your structure, by your memory patterns, and by your incoming impulses. Tell me in what other way you can improve yourself. No way. By putting on good clothes, by eating better food, by living in a palace, impossible. Live in the most polluted area, but do this, and nothing can obstruct. This is all wrong. Pollution has no meaning. Pollution is for the polluted. Pollution is not for the non-polluted. It cannot be. Let my time come up. Otherwise, the nurses and the doctors will all be polluted, and they will be soon dead. One can live among pollution and be not polluted. That is yoga. That is the beginning and end of yoga. No use just talking about it. Don't philosophize. You will only try to substantiate your wrong living. That's all. And if you want to substantiate and justify your wrong living, there is no help. There is no. Can you remove that? If the cause is every moment reinforced by past memory, we must act to upgrade memory. We must be intensely regular in our practices. And every moment we must be aware of this inner evolution being pushed forward and not time and again stagnate. See, it's an ever forward moving process. Every moment you are moving forward. Otherwise you stagnate. You can't be indifferent to this. Dr. King says 30,000 impulses enter a human being every second. What these incoming impulses will be depend on you. In this same room, each one of us is receiving 30,000 impulses per moment. But they are not the same for everyone. Because you filter as your structure. When polluted water comes, you filter it. You have to filter this incoming emotion, incoming impulses. Unless you filter it, can be ready for pollution. There is no other way I see. All else is just talk. Practice on these three important points. Incoming impulses, how you will filter. Past memory patterns, how you will upgrade. Your structure, how you will ennoble. Finish. Don't look back and see what happens. Then for that, there are a few practices. Do them regularly and see what happens. For 18 years, I was in the dock amongst the Kundas. As I was told, the dock labor is. Why did the point them Gunda? They did not behave with me like Gunda. When I left the dogs and came out into the civilized world, I met Gundas. I met sophisticated Gundas in business. In the dogs, there were no Gundas. Artificially, when you are polite, you are gentlemanly, you don't cease to be a Gunda. All these are structures.
Yes, Swami sir, you met later on the weaker structures.
No! Those polished people, I call them Gunda. They were very polite, they were very gentlemanly, see? But those people in the box who were called Gunda were natural human beings. These were unnatural, sophisticated rascals. So, don't go by outer structure. You have to go by your inner structure. You have to refine your inner structure. If you can eat with fork and spoon or put on a suit, that is not refinement. Refinement is from within. That must come. You get my point. And that can only come by work. Hard work daily. Seven minus one is zero. Till you reach 365 minus one is zero. With that regularity you work, work, work. Nothing else. Nothing will be gifted to you. Nothing. What purpose has the element mind? What purpose has the atmosphere to lung? So the mind has the purpose with the brain. The lungs won't work if there is no atmosphere. And the brain won't work if there is no mind. And how religiously we breathe for dear life. So, if you can as religiously keep your communication between your brain and mind, you will soon be a different person. But, if you want to say, I don't see mind, and I don't see this, and I can't do this, and this is not in me, and I was not born like that, excuses can be by millions. There is no hope for excuses. In spite of all excuses that you can work, you know Dale Carnegie, one of the richest men of America, he started by putting chimney on the floor, that chimney on the floor, he started his life. Every moment of his life was work in a particular direction, that is material. Same way, in your inner evolution, daily you put your mind to it and work and see, you will become inner Dilkarni. There is no other way, there is no easier way, there is no softer way. And if somebody was to tell you there are better, easier ways, go there. Easier way. If you are coming here, I'll offer you no other way. You know what Churchill offered? No, 1939? Blood, tears and sweat. I will offer you that only. Nothing else. Blood, tears and sweat. To fight the Second World War and win out of nothing, that is what you can do. But I will not offer you a softer way. No. Hard labor is dead. Continuous and daily without faith. You are not prepared to put in, go anywhere. The manner in which, or no, in what manner can it properly be used, or if misused, what are the consequences? The manner in which the whole human race uses the possibility of mind in conjunction with brain, We see the horrible results both in our country and the world at large. Still conscious efforts in the right direction are not made. This sort of improper use of mind will continue, and with greater and greater power to harm, the results will be more awful. Yoga and scientific yoga practices can save the world from falling into hell, so to say, on earth. What are the sadhanas to calm the body brain system? The corrective exercises, the refining exercises, the three SRV as much as possible, the phase and the upgrading of awareness exercises help one to come to the threshold of yoga proper, and then higher practices of scientific yoga. All these that I am asking you to do regularly will bring you to the doorstep of yoga. You have not done yoga still. The higher practices of yoga will be then possible for you because you have made your body and mind ready. Till then you are making your body and mind ready. With all these sadhanas, you are making your body and mind ready for the higher practices of yoga. The higher practices of yoga are functioning, say, at 5,000 volts minimum, and your present body cannot take 5 volts. You are preparing your body for a certain voltage. All these exercises are only preparing your body and mind for the actual higher practices. When you do the higher practices and experience the internal communication. How can the human mind be used to heal the outer and the inner man? The infinite mind is all pervading, whether an individual is in bhuva or swaha. And so the proper use of mind is, as individual mind is made, it is going to be useful not only in this physical universe, but also in the next universe too. As all higher scientific practices are with the primary body mind system, to prepare the individual for such practices will help both the outer and the inner man. You see, this practice only makes you ready for communication with your inner man. And then jointly with the mind, the infinite mind, and then finally darshan. All these have to be taken steps. All this is pure hard work, nothing else. If you are not prepared to put in labor, forget. Don't even come here. If you want a life of leisure, easy shortcut, don't come here. If you want to come here, be ready for labor, hard labor. For internal evolution is not given as the outer evolution was given to mankind by nature freely. Internal evolution is to be created by each individual for himself or herself. Your nature will not help. If you want nature's help, you can have it. Then you can reach eternity. But if you want it in a few lives, then you have to work. There is no way. I therefore do not encourage philosophy. And I totally discourage excuses. I tell you honestly, the way you excuse yourself, you make yourself weaker and weaker. You become totally weak very soon by gathering a few excuses to yourself. But you see my age, but you see how much I have to work, but you see I can hardly 5 minutes, but you see, but I see that you are not willing to do anything. That's all I see. I see nothing else. You see? All excuses are deliberate not to do any work. That's all. Today I do not sit and excuse myself. But I have used to sit there and excuse yourself. You must keep going forward. And
and every day we have to work for an higher and higher place. Whoever wants an easy way, don't come here. I'm not asking you to get out. I'm telling you, if you expect an easy shortcut, don't come here because there's no better. There is no easy or shortcut here. There is only one highway, highway number one, on which you go. There are no by lanes. Excuses for life, and question me more and more. You can justify your person question me, go on. Don't justify. I fully appreciate we are human beings, we are weak, we are not able to do many things. But if you take that as everything and don't do anything, find no prejudice. In spite of all this, if you can make up your mind to do something, then only it will be wrong. I may be speaking for the 101 time today, and I may be speaking 1001 time again. You will not, if you will not put in practice, nothing will reach you. Nothing. You have answered me here. This will expose you to me totally. Every one of you should be exposed to me by your own writing. You will not be able to say, no, I didn't mean that. Then you're nothing. The whole idea of this is to know where you are. And each one of you I would like to push further. But I can only take the horse to water. If the horse doesn't want to drink water, I can't force it. That I found. After taking the horse to water, if the horse refuses to drink water, I found. And there are many horses here who refuse to drink water. Then I take them to the watershed. So, there the matter will again result in a big zero.
We have to wait here the watershed for a million years.
Anyway, everything will be done that is necessary to be done. But only one fact remains. You will have to do that. You know, when we want to build up our physical body, we don't see pictures, we don't read about physical culture. We have to practice it. We have to take the dumbbell, the barbell, the spring, all that, we have to do it. And that means we are fighting against resistance. Weight is resistance. Spring is resistance. For this inner evolution, we have to fight resistance. Mental and physical inertia, that is resistance. You have to fight that. Just as you can't build your physical body, you can't build your spiritual muscles. You can't. You must fight against resistance to build it. Nobody has built a body without standing against resistance. Barbell, dumbbell, spring, these are resistance. You won't be making your physical body or physical structure stronger without resistance. And the greatest resistance is mental and physical inertia. Right there, build your physical, build your spiritual muscles. That's all you have to do. Be very regular in your practices. 7 minus 1 is 0. Remember that. There are no mathematics in yoga. 7 minus 1 is 0 in yoga. That is why I say there is no mathematics in yoga. 365 minus 1 is 0 in yoga. Yoga is totally against mathematics. It doesn't excuse one day. Just as you cannot take moral holiday for one day, you cannot take holiday from yoga for one day. And yoga is not exercise. Yoga is a way of life. That way of life which you select and then work for. No. When are we meeting? Last Thursday of June. That is the last Thursday of June. May we don't meet. Every year in May.
Thank you, sir.
Twenty-seventh is the last Thursday of June. We'll meet on 27th. You can come with a few more excuses, or you can come with a few less excuses. It will be entirely up to you. You are all welcome. But with no shortcut or easier way from it.
Apart from this form, sir, can you see our development? I mean,
but
we require this form by any other.
The honest opinion. I don't want your form. How honest you are, I'll find from this by seeing your face. If you tell me I'm doing this, I'll write on the form you are not doing this. That is all by a long form. An honest opinion about yourself. If there also you try to convince yourself by telling things to me, I am not going to believe. When my teacher used to tell me to recite 8 malas of Gayatri standing on 1 foot, and if the foot touched the ground, I had to start again. And I would not do it, I would continue. Again, put your foot here. So when you would ask me, I say, yes, sir, I have done, sir. So why is going, you say, take beta. Ask the prayer for Gilgamesh at those times. ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए क्या नॉट टू डू दैट सो यू बट ही आस्क्ड मी एंड आई टोल्ड हिम अ लाय बट नो आई डिडंट टच द ग्राउंड बट दैट इज ऑब्वियस आई वांट टू नो हाउ मच ऑनेस्ट यू आर विद योरसेल्फ दैट इज ऑल आई वांट टू नो आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू बिलीव ऑल दैट यू लाइक ओके गॉड ब्लेस 27 जून
very important and a very proper question was asked by this gentleman. Sound could be soundless. In japa, sound is soundless. Like an electronic sound that is soundless. You will not hear. You get me? To reach the state of hearing the soundless sound is japa. Am I now a little more clear? That when you can hear the soundless sound, even for 5 minutes, 1 minute, few moments, that is the state of japa.
Like the sound of one hand
touching. No, that's too loud. That's too loud. That, this is sound, this is not soundless sound. But I would request that, you know, why the West is not taking up to yoga so easily. Intellectual understanding, trying to understand intellectually, keeps them away from understanding intuitively. I cannot give you 100 grams of love or 2 kilos of goodness. I can't do that. Yet, we can receive from somebody tons of goodness and tons of love, and yet it is not even a featherweight. You get my point. So these are two subtle understandings which, when we go on the mental level, we ruin our understanding. Let us not try to understand certain things that are not meant to be understood intellectually. See? If you want to understand God intellectually, it's impossible. And if you want the proof, show me where God is. These are worthless questions. So there are things where we should try to avoid intellectual understanding. When you will understand, you will have your own intellectual understanding from inside. You see, but it is not possible to convey intellectually an understanding that is not easily understood intellectually. Look at that. Well, friends, do it whatever you want.
Now where are we meeting next, my friends?
Yes.